This is Diaris Masculus MGTOW Flies. That is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diaris. This is flyer number 763, part two, entitled Latting, that's L-A-T, living apart together, a major lifestyle for men. Continuing straight on, I'll find the middle. So, if the woman starts behaving badly, for example, she withholds sex from the man, starts nagging or whining, starts manipulating him, etc., then the man can just walk away, in capital letters, at no cost to him, as would not be the case if he were a manslave married to a fluffy wife who could then be divorce raped by her. The woman in the lat relationship is very aware of this, so she's strongly motivated to be nice to her man, otherwise he walks. Mind you, this logic also applies in the reverse direction, so the man also must be nice to his woman, or she walks. Thus, latting causes the relationship to be civil, to be polite, so that nagging by the woman is suppressed and the man is forced to be nice to the woman. There are other considerable advantages to latting for both sexes. Because of the regular separations of the couple from each other, they are usually happy to be in each other's presence when they come together again. In my case, I have a weekly gap of 4 nights a week without my partner. So when we come together again, the sex is good due to a certain regular, a sustained hunger that separation inevitably generates. So for the man, latting tends to generate good regular sex, which is good for him and for the couple. If anything like the dead bedroom phenomenon, that is a sexless relationship, usually because the woman is no longer sexually interested in her man, exists, then the man can so easily just walk away and find a better woman who is much more likely to give him the regular sex he wants. Latting is also good for conversation, for companionship between the couple due to the regular separation. When one has been living alone for several days, it's nice to be together again. So the relationship is constantly refreshed. Full-time living together can so easily lead to complacency, to boredom, and hence cynicism, and just plain rudeness. Latting tends to suppress these negative traits in a relationship. Latting is strongly recommended by masculists for second halver men, that is, men in the second half of their lives, that is, over 40 years of age. If a man does not want kids and wants a female partner of roughly his own age so that he can communicate with an equal who has as much life experience as he has, who has had much the same cultural experiences as he has had, then a woman in her 40s and older will have several advantages for such a man. Namely, she will be past her reproductive years, that is, she will be infertile, so there won't be any baby rabies coming from her, since she has accepted that she's no longer fertile. The other main advantage for him about her is that if she is in her 40s or older and is starting up a new lat relationship, then of necessity she will be a fip, since how else has she been able to feed herself and pay her rent if she is single and not being a fluffy of an ex-husband? Thus, she satisfies the two main preconditions for having a lat relationship. If both members of the couple are university educated with upper middle class incomes, then they can have a very fulfilling lifestyle. They can afford to travel internationally. go to restaurants, go to movies, theater, concerts, etc. That is, have a stimulating lifestyle in each other's company. A huge plus. For the above reasons, I can personally recommend strongly to older second harbour men to live the latting lifestyle. It has many advantages compared to full-time living together, which all too often leads to the woman getting emotionally lazy, who then starts whining, nagging, and being a general pain in the ass to a man. But if she knows how easily he can just walk out the door if the relationship goes a bit sour in a lat relationship, then she will make a lot more effort to be nice, to be snurf. That's S-N-U-R-F. That's slim, nurturative, and fit to her man, her masculisted man. Personally, I feel that the manosphere does not give enough attention to the superiorities of the latting lifestyle for men. I think one of the reasons for this is that the large majority of the men in the manosphere, in brackets, equals men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets, are first harbour men, and hence will be having relationship with women who are still fertile, and hence these men will be facing very different needs from their women. But if first harbour men don't want to have kids, then they too can benefit as much as do second harbour men from the superiorities of the latting lifestyle compared to full-time relationships with women. A lot of MGTOWs, that's M-G-T-O-W, men going their own way, who reject marriage, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves, close brackets, refuse to marry and have kids because they don't want to suffer a one chance in four of being butchered in a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. Also, many MGTOWs just don't like women due to women's negativity, their nagging, their whining, their emotionality, their irrationality, their hysterics, their general pain in the arseness, and avoid them. But by latting, these men can get the best of both worlds. That is, they can be MGTOW during the days they are alone, doing their own thing, and they can get the regular sex and companionship from a woman who has, due to the fact that she's in a latting relationship, has to be nice to her man, or he can so easily just walk away from her. The only reason why a lat couple stays together is that they choose to, because it's pleasant, because they both benefit from the advantages of a heterosexual relationship with far fewer of the disadvantages of a full-time relationship. Personally, I've been living in a lat relationship for the past 6 years and can compare it with full-time relationships that I've had in the past, so I have a real basis for comparison. The fact that I'm now in a lat relationship shows that obviously I prefer it to a traditional full-time relationship. So to you men who don't want kids, and particularly to second harbour men, who are, after all, half of the male population, think hard about the advantages of a lat relationship and talk a lot more about it in the manosphere. The fact that the manosphere barely mentions this lifestyle for men is a major mistake, in my opinion. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo De Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 760-plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo De Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators - Professor Hugo De Garis - London Real - see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment - as well as Countdown to Extinction, how AI will exterminate mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These slides are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskers videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, Degaris Maskers Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskers videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskers Videos. That's four words. Ad-libbing now, I'm still in the process of uploading to playlist on BitChute and getting more up to date the playlist on Odyssey. Ciao.